We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Oh, are you smarter than Katie?
Rebecca from Orangevale, good morning.
Good morning.
You are a loan processor, is that correct?
Yes.
Can I just add that intern Kevin wrote loan as L-O-N-E. You're really close on that one. Very close. Good job. Can you say where you're a loan processor at? You should give him a shout out?
Yeah. Shout out to all my peeps at U.S. Bank in Roseville.
U.S. Bank? What?
Yeah, all my peeps.
All right, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. The jackpot is sitting at $240. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Gavin, ready to roll?
Always.
All right, question number one. Sheep once grazed this part of New York City until 1934, when they were moved during the Great Depression for fear that they would be eaten. What part of New York City did sheep once live?
Of New York City,
Manhattan. Question number two. The Predator, the sequel to the original 1980s action movie, is in theaters this weekend. The 1987 movie role was early in the career for then-up-and-coming actor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who came to the United States from what country?
Oh, God. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
3 seconds. Two.
Argentina. I have no idea.
Argentina?
I have no idea.
Question number three. Bruno Mars rep denies rumors that he is lined up to play Prince in an up-and-coming Netflix project. Netflix also adds there's actually no Prince project in the works. Which 2010 song about wealth-making with Travie McCoy did Bruno sing the chorus on?
Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, geez. I have no clue.
3 seconds.
I'm smarter than Katie when I'm home.
Sure you
I'm
are.
On the radio
sure
or
you
not.
Are. I forgot about
I
that
don't know.
Song.
All right. Question number four.
God.
Comedian Kevin Hart surprised students of a Dallas high school by dropping by to be their principal for a day to promote his new movie, Night School. There are two ways to spell the word principal. Spell principal in the context of the leader of a school.
P-R-I-N-I-C-A-L. Oh, shoot, I left out the P.
And question number five. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos.
Bezos,
thank you. Is the richest person in the world. He just announced a $2 billion donation to help the homeless. Previously, he's donated $10 million to help veterans and $33 million to help undocumented children attend college. How much in total donations did Jeff Bezos make?
Or give.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Sure. It was just announced that he made a $2 billion donation to help the homeless. Previously, he's donated $10 million to help veterans and $33 million to help undocumented children attend college. How much in total donations did Jeff Bezos give?
$2 billion, $43 million.
And that was just last year, by the way.
Oh, wow.
That was in 1 year.
Good God.
Okay, wait, hold on. No, forget it. Hey, what's her name?
This is Rebecca.
Rebecca. With that first,
it's embarrassing.
Hold on. With that first question, can you be more specific?
Okay, so the first question was, sheep once grazed this part of New York City until 1934 when they were moved during the Great Depression for fear they would be eaten. What part of New York City did sheep once live?
You said Manhattan. Be more specific.
Yeah. downtown Manhattan.
Got it. Okay. Katie! Wanted to give her a chance.
Very good. And thank you for catching that.
You're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, you can come
on
in now. Welcome in. Welcome back.
Oh, thank
you. We're glad to have you.
Thank you so much.
This is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
She's from Orangevale. She's a loan processor for U.S. Bank.
Oh, I used to be a loan underwriter.
Tough job.
Tough job. Industry terms, guys. You don't get it.
Is peeps an industry term, too? Because she said peeps.
Yeah, she shouted at her peeps.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
So, Katie, you're playing for your 106th win today,
okay.
And the jackpot sits at $240. You can watch us right now, on Instagram Live if you want to give us a follow at End1065. Katie, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one. Sheep once grazed this part of New York City until 1934 when they were moved during the Great Depression for fear that they would be eaten. What part of New York City did sheep once live?
Sheep?
3 seconds.
Central Park?
That is correct.
Oh.
Question number two. The Predator, the sequel to the original 80s action movie, is in theaters this weekend. The 1987 movie role was early in the career for then up-and-coming actor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who came to the United States from what country?
Oh, Austria.
Correct.
Oh.
She said Argentina.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
His accent would sound different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Question number three. Bruno Mars rep denies rumors that he is lined up to play Prince in an up-and-coming Netflix project. Netflix also adds there's actually no Prince project in the works.
Oh, that's funny.
Which 2010 song about wealth-making with Travie McCoy did Bruno sing the chorus on?
Billionaire.
Correct.
Oh.
I forgot about that song.
Good song.
Good song.
Question number four. Comedian Kevin Hart surprised students of a Dallas high school by dropping by to be their principal for a day to promote his new movie, Night School. There are two ways to spell the word principal. Spell principal in the context of the leader of a school.
Okay. P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E.
That's the other way.
That's the other way.
Prince, your principal is your pal.
Bingo. That's how I remember it, too.
P-A-L.
P-A-L at the end.
Well, nobody ever taught me that.
We just did. You're welcome.
Okay, well, you could have done that yesterday.
Principal is your pal.
Last question, question number five. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is the richest person in the world. He just announced a $2 billion donation.
Oh, God.
Just announced a $2 billion donation to help the homeless. Previously, he's donated $10 million to help veterans and $33 million to help undocumented children attend college. How much?
Okay, hold on. $2
billion. Oh, God.
$10 million.
$33 million to help undocumented children attend college.
Okay.
How much in total donations did Jeff Bezos give?
Okay.
3 seconds. Three.
Please stop doing that. It's going to be $2 billion.
Need an answer.
$2,044,000,000.
No. So close.
So
close.
She did it again.
Two billion.
$2,043,000,000.
Right. $43 million.
What did I say?
44 million.
For some reason.
Oh. Yeah.
She did this earlier in the week where she was off by one.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I did not crunch the numbers this time.
Got it. Yeah. You really only had to add two numbers.
Right.
I kind of thought I did.
All right.
Today's final score, Rebecca 1, Katie 3. Katie with the win today.
Which ones did I get wrong?
The fourth one.
You got the fourth one and the last one.
What was the?
The principal.
Oh, right. I can't spell or do math. Okay.
All right. $260 is the total we'll be playing for on Monday. Her score, 106 wins, 21 losses. Rebecca, I am so sorry. Please, when you see your peeps this morning, go ahead and tell them what we already know.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
Oh, no.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.